And now, the life of Mary Southern. Trouble seldom comes singly. And recently, in Mary Southern's case, they've been arriving in quintuplet form. First, Max became involved in a gambling scandal, and although this good-natured scamp had the best intentions in the world, the resulting trouble aroused resentment in the minds of the townspeople. Max tried to overcome this by plunging heart and soul into business, and he's been working on a proposition for a new factory to be built in Sanders. However, as we remarked, one misfortune follows another, and while Barton, the Chicago Corporation president, is pondering Max's proposition, the men of the town have been considering the advisability of a meeting to vote on whether or not Max should continue in his position as town manager. This would be a calamity for Max and Mary, as their home, their future, practically their whole life is bound to Sanders and the Sanders interest. Last night, Max paid a visit to Bill Brown, superintendent of the mill, to discover just what the men were planning to do. Now it is morning, and Max is about to leave his home.
I wonder where the Sam can have put them.
Oh, if you're looking for your keys, they're in your jacket pocket.
Huh?
Found them in the hall this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Toots. Yes, I must have dropped them last night.
You were too tired when you came home. Must have been only 3 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah, or something like that. Hey, I thought you were asleep.
I was, just about.
Yeah?
I didn't talk because I knew you wanted to go right to sleep.
Yeah, it was all in. Bill and I had one of them reconciliations.
Reconciliations.
Oh, yeah, is that it? Yeah, thanks. Well, anyway, we sort of made up.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Isn't it right, Bill, to allow hearsay to influence his opinion, I guess?
Tuts, you'd be surprised what talk can do. There's been plenty down at the mill.
Oh, that's what I've been waiting for you to tell me about, Max.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask questions last night.
Well, now, look, sir, this ain't for you to worry about. Now, I'll get it straightened out. Just don't you worry about it.
I know you will, Max. Probably not as serious as Bill made it sound over the phone.
Hey, don't kid yourself. It's plenty serious. Yeah, those men have got the idea that I'm liable to commit murder next. Somebody's been steaming them up, you know.
Gerald Proust is probably the somebody. It's frightful what jealousy and greed can do.
Well, he ain't the only one who's waiting to bury the tomahawk in yours truly. Old man Davis would be delighted to grab my job.
Well, we aren't going to let him. I'd just like to see this town 6 months after he was in charge. Why, it'd be bankrupt.
Well, it's not far from it now.
Business has been bad. But at least you kept things going. If the Barton would only decide to build, you could really show the people a profit.
Yeah, if. But the guy stalls so. Well, by the time he makes up his mind, it'll be too late.
Well, I think he'll say something definite within the next couple of weeks, dear.
Yeah, maybe that'll be too late.
Have things advanced to that point, Camille?
Yeah, I should say they have. Some of the men are all for having a meeting right away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, let them have it. I'm just aching for a chance to go down there and tell them what's on my mind. I'm darn sick of this behind-my-back stuff.
But, Max, if they had a meeting concerning you, certainly you wouldn't want to attend.
Well, wouldn't I? Hey, I'd have it out once and for all. Maybe I couldn't handle all of them at once, but I'd take them one at a time.
Oh, darling, fighting isn't the solution.
Well, I'd get a lot off my chest. Can't expect a man to go on being kicked in the face forever, Mary. I've been making cracks about me and spreading lies until I'm just about washed up.
I don't think all the men feel that way, Max. Bill Brown evidently doesn't.
Well, that's because his Frau has been after him. She kind of likes me or something. Maybe it's the curly hair. But anyway, she's talked him into seeing things a little different.
Thank heaven someone has the common sense to look at things fairly.
Yeah, it was nice of her. Well, I gotta be with her.
Well, you haven't had breakfast.
Oh, yet. I'll grab a cup of coffee at the drugstore. I want to get in and clear up some work.
Oh, sweetheart, you need more than that.
Well, listen, come on, I'll give me a kiss. That'll last me until lunch.
Now, listen, the cookbook doesn't miss kisses. It's been very successful.
Oh, the guys that wrote them books never had one of your kisses.
Oh, flatterer.
That's right.
Oh, here's your jacket and tea, kiss.
Oh, thanks. Hey, you're down here as good a valve as Burberry.
Oh, I'm better. You never kissed me goodbye.
Oh, sorry.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, sweet. Gee, Toots, I wasn't kidding about your kisses.
Oh, sweet. Please be careful, won't you, dear? Don't get into any arguments. Promise me?
Well, I won't start any, but Toots, if any of them come my way, you can't expect me to duck, you know.
No, I suppose I can't. No. Well,
if there ain't going to be any more kissing, I'll say hello.
Oh, Daddy's trapped.
Hey, what are you doing rabbit-footing around here, Daddy?
I was making a sociable call. When I walked in and saw this here smushing scene going on, I says to myself, why bother him? I got plenty of time. I'll wait.
Daddy, you should have been a diplomat.
Yeah, one of them guys that the government sends to foreign countries. Well, look, I gotta run. Stick around and keep my Mary company, Daddy.
Well, you think you can trust a handsome chap like me?
Well, I'm probably taking a chance at that.
<Come on. laughs> Goodbye, dear. And don't forget what I asked you.
Now, Max is a great fella.
He's an angel. Daddy, why can't everyone realize that?
You've been getting some different reports?
All kinds of rumors, Assistant Chief.
Oh. Well, now, what's been going on?
So much. But first, tell me about Phyllis. How's she feeling today?
Well, she's real pretty this morning.
Good.
Said you were over last night.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been asleep. I didn't wake up until Danny came in from skating.
I thought about her all night.
Mm-hmm.
She was so sweet about insisting that Danny take Laura Barton to the new skating rink.
Mm-hmm. Pretty tough on her sitting in that wheelchair all day.
Yes,
it's good. Well, now, what about the rumors you mentioned? What's happening?
Well, Daddy, the men at the mill have reached the point where they feel they can hold a meeting to decide if Max is the right man to hold the office of town manager.
Jumping grasshoppers? No. You mean that, Mary?
True. And they definitely have the final say.
Oh.
Max is only business manager as long as they want him. People are dissatisfied. They have a perfect right to vote him out and elect someone else.
And I suppose old Proust is figuring he'll be that someone else.
I'm not thinking of that. I'm worried about what'll happen if they have the meeting and Max attends.
Goodness. You think he would?
What do you think, Daddy?
Yep, I think he would.
And what would happen?
They'd be slugging, all right.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. Max would lose his head, and goodness only knows what would happen.
It'd be a swell fight.
Oh, yes, a swell fight, and what would it solve? Not a thing. He'd be voted out, he'd lose the Barton proposition, and Max might even be seriously injured.
I can't argue with you there. But, Mary, have you got any ideas what to do?
Well, I haven't had much time to think about it, but I believe the first thing to do would be to try and sway public opinion in Max's favor.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew how hard Max has tried to help them, perhaps they wouldn't be in such a hurry to hold this meeting.
You get something there. You can't hate a person very hard if you know him.
A famous man once said that, Daddy. He said he didn't want to know his enemies because if he knew them, they wouldn't be his enemies.
Isn't it the truth? But, Mary, how are you going to square Max when they bring up the gambling race?
It's going to be difficult, Daddy. We can't prove Max is innocent until they capture Tammy.
It's a pretty slippery guy getting away like he did.
Mm.
They caught all the others.
I know. So where the gambling trouble's concerned, the people simply have to be fair with Max until such times he has proof of his innocence.
Well, it's going to be tough sledding.
That's why I want to plan a little campaign. Bill Brown's wife feels that Max hasn't been fairly treated. And it was her influence that won Bill over to Max's side.
If anybody can change the men's minds, it's certainly the women folk.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm counting on.
Mm-hmm.
I thought if I could talk to Mrs. Brown, she might speak to the other one.
Yeah.
You know, she's more or less the social leader and the mill worker's wife because Bill's superintendent of the mill.
Yeah, she's president of their club.
And she could very easily tell them that all Max is trying to do around here and how sincere and earnest he is.
I'm starting to get the drift, Mary.
Of course. If Bill Brown's wife can alter Bill's opinion in that, why can't the other wives do the same with their husband?
They know you're a genius.
Oh, no, Daddy, I'm merely trying to use common sense. We've got so much at stake, every one of
them. Well, we'll get it worked out, Mary. Now, we just have to see that Max don't go to that meeting.
Oh, no, that's not it, Daddy. Until Max has a fair chance to disprove all the terrible stories that have been circulated about him, we must see that there isn't any meeting.
Congratulations, Mary. You are using your head wisely. Now, if you can keep Max from using his fist, you have a very good chance of overcoming the obstacles to your own happiness and the happiness of those you love.